broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Christianity is not the first, nor the fifth, nor the tenth religion.
I am never going to sell infused whipped cream that has alcohol infused in it.
The stewardess said,
at that moment, I was thinking, I don't want to die here.
That's just stuck on stupid.
That is a threat on the radio.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go through the looking glass every night and go places other talk shows cannot go, no matter how hard they try. 877-877, it's a good line, though. 877-876-PHIL. Steve Johnson of the Buffalo Bills tweets his anger at God over a missed catch. Joining us to discuss this is Pastor William Renick this hour. And our number again, 877-876-PHIL, our affiliate spotlight tonight on WXNT 1430 AM, Indianapolis, and Chico, California, KZAP 96.7 FM, and two great stations that get it, and they're on the Phil Hendry Show network. Again, our website is philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. And we'd like you to go over there and take a look at our live streaming audio, live streaming video. We have, I say live streaming audio is on the video. We have our archives that go back, I was going to say thousands of years. It seems like thousands of years. It'll take you thousands of years to get through them, as well as a news feed, as well as information for all of our Backstage Pass members. We've got our Saturday video cast coming up of our KFI Los Angeles show. It's all there. Now, here is a story that I don't think I've ever seen this before, and we're going to have Pastor William Renick on with us. And I also pulled something up out of the archives. By way of comparison, I don't know why. I'm a football fan, and maybe we'll get the pastor on to comment on this. But this is a story about Steve Johnson, the Buffalo Bills, blaming God on Twitter after dropping a game-winning pass against the Pittsburgh Steelers yesterday. It wasn't his own hands or the Pittsburgh secondary Sunday that foiled Buffalo Bill wide receiver Steve Johnson from hauling in what should have been the game-winning TD catch in the end zone. It was God. He tweeted, "I praise you 24/7. This was the 24-year-old tweeting from his iPad at around 5:15 on Sunday after the Steelers' 19-16 overtime victory over Buffalo. "And this, how you do me? You expect me to learn from this? How? I'll never forget this, ever. Thanks, though." That is Steve Johnson talking to God.
First and 10. McEachery with a nice block at the guard. Going deep. He's got Johnson!
Said that Fitzpatrick was fearless. He takes the shot down the field, working against Taylor, with Clark coming over, and all he has to do is hold on to it, and the Bills are going to have their third consecutive win.
He has five drop passes unofficially today.
I blew it. Amazing. Fitzpatrick cannot believe it.
Wait a minute, man. The Bill, this guy just said the Bills won the game, right? Are you there, Pastor?
Yeah.
Did you watch this game?
I didn't see the game, Bill. I'm not watching football as much, maybe, as some people, but I can't tell you who won the game.
Well, who won the game, Jason? That guy just said the Bills are going to have the win. The story here says that Johnson is a Buffalo Bill receiver. He dropped the ball. Pittsburgh won. Steelers won. What the hell is this jackball talking about? Anyway, excuse me for my language, Pastor Renick.
That's all right. You know something? When we listened to that young man talking about Twitter, they said that Twitter and his disappointment with God, I think that in a lot of ways is something to focus on. You don't want to focus necessarily on your anger, although God forgives our anger sometimes, you know.
Right.
And you don't want to focus too much on yourself, although God does understand that sometimes we get caught up in our dreams, our plans, and the things that happen to us in life. So God understands that. But you can't be disrespectful to God. And I ask you to get that. One clip up, Phil. You got that?
No, I do. I have. All right. Now, Pastor Renick asked me to pull up a clip here. And this is also a very famous dropped pass. This is a dropped pass from Super Bowl 13. And this is who, Pastor Rennick?
Hey, now, this, I want you to, this is Jackie Splinters, the tight end for the Dallas Cowboys. Now, the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys is a man by the name of Roger Staubach. And you're going to hear Roger Staubach, who is a Christian man, and Roger Staubach, very famous, the Christian man, drop back to throw a pass in the Super Bowl. Now, this is the biggest game of the year, the biggest sporting event in the whole world. And just like this young man yesterday, listen what happened. And this is a Christian man, just like this Steve Johnson. Here's a Jackie. You got that?
Okay, yeah. This is Roger Staubach, and this is the TV call. It's Kurt Gowdy calling this pass from Roger Staubach to Jackie Smith. Here we go.
With a conservative attack, they have two tight ends, a second-string tackle, Henry Fredrickson, now, and they have a third down and two, and they're on the Pittsburgh 10. And they're behind. And they're going to throw.
Oh, he's got it. Wow!
Wide open. Drop. Veteran Jackie Smith. He's a great human interest story. 15 years with the Cardinals. First time he ever got a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Signed by the.
So that was Jackie Smith dropping that pass, huh?
Yeah. And you know, you can hear that man. You said it.
Kurt Gowdy.
Yeah, Kurt Gowdy trying to put a lipstick on a pig. You know, a human. But look what happened. Wide open. Wide open. And the ball was thrown by a Christian man. Roger Staubach. You see?
Well, in other words, in sports, there's disappointments all the time.
A lot of disappointment all the time. A lot of disappointment all the time. Well, you're a Christian man, like Steve Johnson, like Roger Staubach. I don't know about Jackie Smith, but Jackie Smith was Roger Staubach, a man who believes in God. Now he's got to put his faith in God because he's throwing the ball to a man. He don't know that man, Christian. He don't know what. Throw that ball, and that ball got dropped. And you ask yourself, I believe in God. I love God. I love Jesus, his son. And you just have to suck it up, and that's what you tell yourself you got to do.
Right.
But you go back to that locker room, and you say to yourself, what do I got to do?
Yeah.
What do I got to do? You know.
Yeah.
All my life I'm doing what they tell me to do. I read my Bible. I give to the charity. I take care of little children. I take care of old people. I take care of my parents. I send my money back home, my salary back home. I'm a professional football player. Praise God. Look at the money and look at the wonderful life that I've been able to have. And I can help people. All I'm asking for from you, God, all the things that I've done, work hard to get to where I am. All I ask, one lousy day of my life, the Super Bowl, is for me to complete that touchdown pass. Now, if you look at that football game, was it Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yeah, the Steelers won.
Steelers won the game. So that would have put the Dallas Cowboys ahead. They would have won the Super Bowl. As it is, the Dallas Cowboys come up short, and they got constantly coming up short against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And they'll show that replay until the end of time. Jackie Smith dropped the football. Jackie Smith dropped the football. And Roger Staubach is going off the field. He's looking at God. He's saying, what do I got to do? Oh, what do I got to do?
But are you saying, Pastor, you know, that...
First of all, that Jackie Smith, 16-year veteran, that man had more years. He was 38 years old when that ball was thrown to him. That's a veteran football player. That man knows how to get open. He knows how to catch a football. He knows what a championship football game is. He's going into the Hall of Fame. He's going into the Hall of Fame. Did you know that, Phil?
Jackie Smith's a Hall of Famer, yeah.
Hall of Famer. And a man that's throwing the ball to him is a Hall of Famer. You know that?
Yeah.
And he drops it. comes a time, and this is what I was saying today, we're talking at our 5 o'clock service. I said, there comes a time when you got to call, and I say this with all due respect. There comes a time when you got to call out God. Now, what do I mean by call out God? I don't mean you disrespect God. Don't you ever disrespect God. I don't mean you call God's name. I don't mean you, and I didn't like what this young man put on Twitter, you know.
Now, I was going to ask you, did you think that was disrespectful?
I thought it was very disrespectful, yeah. But I think there are times when you can say to God, you know, God, what do I got to do? I'm doing everything you ask, you know. Why'd you do that? I mean, all I want to do is catch a lousy football. That's all. It's a ball. And it's coming through the air. Now, I've got 10 fingers, 2 arms. I'm a professional football player. I know how to catch a football. How about giving me some help? What do you think happened?
Well, so you're saying that God did let Steve Johnson down. And
I'm not going to make that judgment at all.
And you're saying that God let down Roger Staubach?
He let down Roger Staubach. Didn't let down Jackie Smith. I don't know what Jackie Smith, if he's a Christian or not. What he did do is he said, I'm going to have you throw that ball to a man that's not a believer. See how you like that? How's that fit? How's that feel? You know, the only man that's going to be open out of all the wide receivers that Roger Staubach had on that play, the only man open was a non-believer. So go ahead, Staubach. Throw the ball. That's what God said to him. So Staubach said, Lord, I'm going to have faith. I'm going to throw the ball to Jackie Smith. I don't know him. I don't know him from the man on the moon. I don't know whether this man is a Christian. I don't know if he's Muslim. I don't know if he's what do they call these people today, Wicca? I don't know what he is. I'm hoping and praying that he catches the ball. And you know what happened?
Did God let Roger Staubach down?
I will not make that judgment. I'm not going to.
Did God let Steve Johnson down?
I will not make that judgment. I'm saying to you that a man has a right to say to God, that hurts. Man got a right to say that.
Man has a right to say to God, that hurts.
Yeah.
On Twitter?
I think any place that a man feels, I don't think what Steve Johnson put on Twitter, I think he should have said, if I was Steve Johnson, this is what I would have said. I would have said, God, I praise you. I thank you for life. I thank you for salvation. But I got to tell you something, Lord. That stings. That hurts bad. Hurts real bad. And I don't know what I've done. But I would have thought maybe just one time. Just one time. You would have given me some love. And helped me win, what do you call it, the Super Bowl of all time.
Well, that wasn't the Super Bowl yesterday.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Right. So, Pastor, you're saying, and you am using your words, it's okay for man to call God out.
That is correct.
Now, tell us what you mean specifically. It's all right to criticize God?
And when you are praying to God and you drop a touchdown pass that puts your team ahead in front of, are you kidding? A billion people all over the world, and you drop the ball, you get, yeah, you have the right to say to God, you got to be kidding me. You got to be putting me on. All my life I give, and I go to the Super Bowl, and I'm like a ham-handed, butter-fingered. You know, the frustration. So, yes, a man can be a man.
Well, you're that's different from saying, you said, God, you let me down. Now, you got to be kidding me, ham-handed and butter-fingered.
Yeah, well, but see, that's not being disrespectful the way this Johnson's all, how am I going to learn? Look at how you do me. I think it's right for him to say that. I think that, you know, I love you, God, but you do me like this? So all I'm saying, I don't like what he said, but if you're going to go on Twitter and you're going to talk about God, you got to say it in a way, you know, you got to say, God, you know, man, I tell you what, you know, you can stick it in. Did you have to break it off? Something like that, you know.
All right, Pastor William Renick is with us on the Phil Hendry Show. And he says that, like Steve Johnson of the Buffalo Bills, calling God out, you can do that. If you get frustrated, if you get angry, if you get hurt, you can say to God, you know what, God, I'm disappointed in you. I don't know whether there's a biblical foundation for that or whatever, but that is the controversy today. Steve Johnson of the Buffalo Bills tweeting on Twitter, this is how you do me. You expect me to learn from this. He's talking to God about dropping a touchdown pass yesterday in the Steeler game. 877-876-PHIL. Talking to Pastor William Brennick about being disappointed in God and letting him know about it on Twitter. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Be right back.
Phil Hendry.
Put me on, man!
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back here on the Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. And we're with Pastor William Rennick. And the reason why is because we have an issue of faith to discuss here this evening. And it was an interesting story that this issue came about. And Steve Johnson, who's a wide receiver with the Buffalo Bills, went on Twitter last night from his iPad about 5:15 Sunday evening to basically express disappointment in God for not helping him catch that touchdown pass that would have beaten the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, we played the audio track of that, and we played the audio track of what I consider to be, Pastor Rennick, the most famous drop pass of all time, Jackie Smith from Roger Staubach.
And again, Phil, I can't stress enough, Roger Staubach, a very well-known Christian athlete, a very good man, good Christian athlete. And I don't know Jackie Smith. I'm not judging Jackie Smith. I'm not judging Jackie Smith, but I am saying this. If I'm Roger Staubach, I go to the sideline or wherever, and I take a quiet moment, look at God and say, what'd you do to me? What are you doing? And you have a right to be angry. You're not angry at God. You're angry at yourself. He said, what are you doing to me? Of all the men wide open on that play, any wide receiver at the Dallas Cowboys, you know about the Dallas Cowboys. They got every kind of football player. All the great wide receiver. Of all the great wide receivers. What about that Hail Mary? You heard about that, right?
The Hail Mary was Drew Pearson?
Drew Pearson, that's right. Drew Pearson against the Minnesota Vikings. They give him a Hail Mary in a playoff game. It ain't the Super Bowl. See? It ain't the Super Bowl. Now, Roger Staubach need a Hail Mary, and what he get? He got Jackie Smith, that's what he got. Now, if you tell me, do I love God? I love God. And I say, oh man, that hurt. Hurt bad. Yes, I can.
Well, you know, you're also bringing people into it. Saying Jackie Smith, is he a believer, a non-believer? He laid Jackie Smith on Roger Staubach. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? I don't know. Our number 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Kevin in Abilene, Texas, listening on KFNA. Go ahead, Kevin. Kevin, you're on a Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Mr. Hendry, this yes, pastor, sir, has got all his priorities in the wrong bag. You know, to bring up the Creator in football, like the Creator don't have anything better to do but to go to a football game when there's millions of other things going on in the world.
He wants to put
the Creator on the radio over a fumble.
I'll tell you what, Steve Johnson is the guy that tweeted about God. I didn't do it.
Well, I mean,
are you in Texas? I think you know something about football.
And it's got something to do with what you say. And what you saying don't make any sense.
What I'm saying is, you can express disappointment in God. Now say, God, look, why'd you give me Jackie Smith to throw that ball to when I could have had Drew Pearson?
Ain't got nothing to do with a football game. I think he'd rather
be out there. Are you putting
me on? There's a million other things going on besides a Super Bowl football game that the Creator can be at.
You're trying to tell me God can't be on
that's going on.
What about God being everywhere at once?
The rape and robberies and stuff that's going on, and you want him to be
at
a football game
where
somebody's fingers is like butternut fingers?
I'll tell you what, we might as well be, because he ain't stopping no rape or robbery. And I say that with love.
Instead of,
Now, you don't know what you're talking about. God can be everywhere, all the time, you know, morning, noon, and night. He's all over. You know, he's like the New York Times, you know. Red, white, and, you know, what do they say? Black and white and red all over? Like a zebra? Like a sunburned zebra, you know. That's God. And so when we...
Hold on for a minute. 877-876-PHIL. Talking to Pastor Rennick, can you be disappointed in God and express it on Twitter?
Phil Hendry.
And the answer is yes.
Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on this Monday night on our little gathering. We have with us Pastor William Rennick from Joyful Union Congregation in Bellflower, California, as sort of an expert guest, I guess, because Steve Johnson, he's a wide receiver with the Buffalo Bills, and he twittered last night the following about God. Steve Johnson dropped a pass. And you know, Pastor Rennick, we always see ball players. Genuflecting.
Oh yeah, they're giving it up. They're giving a praise to Jesus. They're giving it up, and athletes are very good at that. But that's what I'm saying. You know, you cross yourself. You thank God. I saw young men on football field. I didn't see the game yesterday, but I've seen them from time to time. You know, and they praise God their own way, and all of that demonstration. You know.
Well, let me just say what he said here, and then. I'd like to hear more from what you're observing here. It says on the Twitter, or the tweet was, "I praise you 24/7, and this is how you do me." He's talking to God here.
He's disappointed in God.
Right. "I praise you 24/7, and this is how you do me. You expect me to learn from this? How? I'll never forget this, ever. Thanks, though." Well, maybe that's how he learns.
Maybe that's how he learned what?
Well, he said, "I'll never forget this."
Yeah, he'll never forget that God let him down. That's what he's never going to forget. That's what he's telling God. You let me down. You let me down. You ain't saying to God, "I don't believe in you anymore," but you are saying to God, you know, you are saying to God, "How much more is this supposed to take? I mean, I know you want me to ride it." And if we put it in the terms, I don't like these terms, but if you say, "I want you to bite down on this towel," well, how long you want me to bite down on it? Do I got to chew on it, too?
You know, no, but I'm saying maybe God had him drop the ball so he could learn about responsibility.
I don't understand.
In other words, this young man is obviously blaming God. Is it not his fault?
God's fault.
No, his fault.
His fault? I don't understand. What do you mean his fault? Did he try to catch the ball?
Well,
did he or did he not try to catch the ball?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, according to the...
You guess so? I was listening to the same football game you listened to. I heard a man say, he got him wide open. Oh, he dropped it. So obviously he tried to catch the ball. He wasn't taking a stroll in the end zone. All of a sudden, here comes a ball.
Well, so my point, though, and I don't think you're hearing me, what part of this, if you're going to get on Twitter and you're going to blame God...
Phil, you're making a big thing out of it. I'm just saying there's nothing wrong with expressing disappointment in God, you know. Nothing wrong at all.
No, but I understand that. However, at what point do you say, well, the lesson to learn here is I got to keep my eye on the ball, I didn't run that route well. Excuse me.
You want some water?
Give me some water, will you, bud? But you know what I'm saying?
You know, I didn't run the route well. Why do you think that young man is angry?
Well,
he's angry because he'd done everything right. He ran the route well. Had his gloves on. Paid attention to the play. Knew the play backward and forward. Probably could run that route backward. Probably could play quarterback. Throw himself the ball, go out for it and catch it. That's how well a young man know it. And so what happened? instead of God rewarding him for all his hard work, God decided to put some either butterfinger knuckle, I don't know who the quarterback, some knucklehead. Or God decided to mess with him and throw a gust of wind in there. Either way, the young man saying to God, why? Oh, man, why? Woo! That hurt.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I don't know whether you are hearing me, though. I'm saying, you know, I think I know what I'm saying. Steve Johnson dropped the ball. At what point does he blame himself? Here is Michael in Atlanta on the Phil Henry Show with Pastor William Rennick. Go ahead, Michael.
Thanks, Phil. Pastor William, God's got better things to do than worry about somebody dropping a football.
That's what the last guy said. God's got better things to do. No, he doesn't. Because the Bible tells us that every hair on your head is numbered. And so therefore, God, you ought to read your Bible, son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. John 4:18. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, what was Steve Johnson's gift? Where was his catch?
I can't understand.
He got put up there and busted off. Hebrews 11:6. And without faith, it is impossible to please him, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that it... Well, you know what I mean. So, what was Sam...
What do you mean, we know what you mean? I think what this man is saying, Michael, is saying that God's got better things to do.
God is everywhere at the same time. What kind of knucklehead thing is that to say? God got better thing to do. God never had better thing to do.
Well,
the most important thing, because that's what it means. When he says every hair on your head is numbered, that means God takes care of every little thing. Consider the lilies of the field. They neither toil nor sweat, and yet the Lord takes care of them.
All right, fine.
Michael? We're in war right now. He's probably over there looking after our young men and women.
Oh, you know something, man? Go read Mother Goose, man. Go read your Mother
Goose. And you worried about a football game,
go
man.
Go read your Mother Goose, man. You ain't even on the same level with me, man. Not even on the same level.
All right, you don't want to talk to that?
No, this man, his idea of God is some guy with a big beard, and he's standing up there, and he's wearing a hirachi sandals. Yeah, you know.
All right, anyway, Michael, thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. You were talking about the, where was Steve Johnson's Holy Spirit?
Yeah.
Well, it was in the lesson that he learned, okay? The lesson in the dropping of the football, right?
The lesson in the dropping of the football was the following thing. When you want God to be there for you, he ain't there. Now, I'm saying that I don't believe that, but that's what God said to Steve Johnson. That's what he said.
Well,
hold on for a minute, because I'm not making myself clear. That last gentleman, with all due respect, that's about as... I mean, that sounded like that man wanted to bust out. Talk about the Hobbit. God's over in Afghanistan like God. What's God? He's on getting on his skateboard and going between Afghanistan and the United States. Now, let me tell you something.
Pat.
Hold on for a minute. You believe in God, God's got to believe in you.
Right.
When you believe in God, God got to believe in you.
Okay.
And if God don't believe in you, well, friend, you're up blank, blank, blank creek without a paddle. Now, ain't that right?
Pastor.
Ain't that right?
Yeah, if God, but no, we're not taught that God doesn't believe in us.
Exactly. God believes in us. So why don't he show it? Well, he got his reason. But I got my reason, too, to say to God, all I wanted was to catch that pass. If I catch that pass, my team win the Super Bowl. That's all. One lousy, stinking Super Bowl. You know how many Super Bowls there have been? 40, 50, I don't know. And he can't even count the number of Super Bowls because there have been so many. They don't even know how many Super Bowls there have been. All I want to do is catch one lousy football in a Super Bowl. So my team can win, I can walk out of there without egg dripping off my face. That's all I ask for, God. You think God can't do it? You listen to some of these people, you think that that's the toughest thing God ever did in his life.
Well,
the toughest thing he ever did in his life. Well, it ain't. I'm here to tell you, God can help you catch a football in the Super Bowl, win the war in Iraq, give women equal rights, straighten your hair so you don't have to use any of that cough juice. And
all right, I understand.
You get the meaning.
Yeah, I get the meaning, okay? But again, traditional Christianity and the traditional views of people are the following. God is not mocked. God is not... You quoted a lot here from the Bible, okay?
I'll do it again. Hebrew 11:6. And without faith, it is impossible. Well, this is the one I didn't... You know what I'm saying. Steve Johnson and Roger Staubach, they believed in God. But where's their reward? I'll tell you where their reward is. They got it stuck to them! And I don't think that that's something you at least can't bring up to God.
And God's got his reasons.
Sure, he's got his reasons. I ain't going to second guess God, but I can say, wow, that hurt. That hurt. Look, when you were a little boy and you were taken to the doctor, you had to get, a shot.
Right.
Well, you had to get a shot. Were you not allowed to say, boy, you stuck it in there good, man? Were you not allowed to say that? Of course you were. So you're a little baby, you're 3 years old, the doctor says, I got to give this child a shot in the butt so he don't get all this disease, and the doctor stuck that shot in your rear end. And you're like, easy, cowboy, man, you're rubbing your rear end, you're walking out of there looking back at that doctor and going, oh, we'll meet again. I mean, you're pissed, excuse my language.
And 3 years old? I'm not any of that stuff, I'm crying.
But you were crying, exactly, you was crying. You was crying. Just like that little baby. Just like...
You know, we got to take a break.
Just like that little baby. Little baby crying. Well, he got that pin right up his rear end. But I'm saying you, that when a doctor put a shot in that little baby's butt, the butt got so on the baby said, Doc, we'll meet again. You got a fight coming. It's coming today. Steve Johnson had the right. He had the right to say the same thing to God.
You have a fight coming, and it's coming today.
You know what I mean. But when the doctor put that shot in your butt, and you look at the doctor, and you go, that hurt, Doc. You got a fight coming, and it's coming today. Same thing with God, only you don't want to fight God. You just say to God, that hurt. And if you see the herbs, you tell them I'll send them to hell on a shutter.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, whatever. We'll be back with Pastor William Rennick as he quotes the Bible and tells us all about people and God and why Steve Johnson dropped that pass on a world-famous Phil Hendry show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
You got a fight coming, and it's coming today.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Final segment with Pastor William Rennick here as we talk about an unusual topic, actually, but it's from true life. The wide receiver Steve Johnson of the Buffalo Bills on his Twitter account last night said, I praise you 24. He's talking directly to God from his Twitter account saying, I praise you 24/7, and this is how you do me. You expect me to learn from this. I'll never forget this ever. Thanks, though. Steve Johnson, he dropped the ball, dropped a pass that would have won the game for the Buffalo Bills. He dropped the pass, and he's saying God is to blame. Do you agree?
Well, I think from the standpoint that God could have cut him a break, and said, look, I'm going to cut this young man a break, get the ball, but he didn't do it, So God, he got his reasons. I don't know why he did it. But for whatever reason, God, right at the minute that Steve Johnson could have caught that ball and his team could have won, God come down with his big hand and just swatted that ball out of there like he remembered the Pittsburgh secondary. Why'd he do it? Did God need to feel good about himself? I don't know.
What do you mean God needed to feel good about himself?
I don't know. Did he want to just throw a little wrinkle into somebody's world? I don't know. And we'll never know. Did the same thing to Roger Staubach, and Roger Staubach was the head of a Christian Athletes Organization and what have you. And what did he do to Roger Staubach? In the middle of a Super Bowl, he threw a non-believer in there. He threw in a heathen. He threw a heathen in. Jackie Smith.
Well, we don't know that about Jackie Smith.
We don't, huh? Okay. What religion is Jackie Smith?
I don't know.
Thank you. I don't know why God does what he does, but some days it hurts. Hurts bad.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Andre in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Andre, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Pastor William Rennick. Go ahead, please.
How you doing, Mr. Phil?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to say to the pastor, God don't have no respect of no person. So if the guy dropped the ball, that wasn't God's fault. God gives us the ability to play these sports and stuff like that. God has never failed. The young man must didn't concentrate or took his eye off the ball or something like that, because God don't
what
make us
that?
Robots.
Yeah.
Because if we were, if God made us robots, and then we would be acceptable for all those things. If this guy's a pastor like he say he is, he know that God give us choices in life. So the individual must have took his eye
he
off
gives
the ball
us a choice.
Or something like that. Because God,
he give us a choice. He give us a choice to believe in him too, don't he? And
yes,
he give us a choice.
God wasn't pulling for Buffalo, nor was he pulling for Pittsburgh.
Buffalo.
God gave us the ability to play the game and with these talents, but what we do with the talents is on our own behalf of what we do.
No. That's too easy. Too easy. No. When you give your life to Jesus and you say, all right, I'm going to live according to your word, and I'm going to be out there, and I'm going to spread the gospel, I'm going to do all the things you asked me to do. All I'm asking for is one lousy pass. And he can't do that?
Now, you telling me that God was choosing the team to win. God give this man, Steve Johnson, the ability to play football. Now, what he do when he playing football is on him. God never fails. It's just like you and I. All of us are human. We got choices in life to do what we want to do. Now, if he didn't focus to catch the ball, of course he was wide open, but he could have took his eye off the ball or whatever. God's not going to sit there and direct him to play the whole game.
That's
because God's not choosing
God
winning the game.
Why did God take his eye off the ball? That's the point.
What do you mean God took his eye off the ball?
He took his eye off the ball, not God. Because it was God.
God took Steve Johnson's eye and moved it. Right when he needed to have that eye on the football, is what I'm saying.
No, that
he
was
did
his
what?
Choice to do
yeah.
that. It's the same
That's
thing.
What
just
God
like
did.
You. No, that was his
Don't
choice.
You.
It's just like you and I. I'm a minister. You say you're a preacher. If you get up there and make a mistake on the pulpit or you fail in life, that's not God failing, because you got a choice of what you want to do. The guy had a choice, and he took his eye off the ball, or he wasn't focused, and he lost the game. God did not choose who was going to win the game, because if it was up to God to choose it, that means Buffalo would be undefeated right now. God's
exactly. I don't think God was choosing it. I think what God decided to do is, for whatever reason, he didn't want to fulfill that young man's prayer. He took that young man's eyeball and moved it.
What do you mean he moved his eyeball?
I'm saying Steve Johnson took his eye off the ball, not God, because God did not fail.
God took Steve Johnson's eye off the ball.
No, he did. No, go ahead.
You're missing the point, Pastor.
No, I hear what you're
God
saying.
God never failed. If it was up to God, Buffalo would won every game this year. God is not sitting around choosing a football team, but he's giving everybody the God ability to play the game. You can play the game.
Exactly.
That's the ability that you have. Just like me, if God give me the ability to sing a song, but I get up there and miss a note, that ain't God missing a note. That's me missing a note of something that I done. Maybe I didn't rehearse like I was supposed to.
Maybe you didn't please God or something. You go to sing and God goes, I'm not pleased with Andre today, so I'm going to make him go flat on that note.
We're not robots.
No, we're not robot, but we are people that have to do the will of God. If we don't do the will of God, then God will say, you know what? Now I'm going to show you. And he took that eyeball and tweaked it to the left.
You keep saying the will of God like you're talking to the other young man on the phone. But God said, right. If you read the Bible, sir, it said God blessed the just as well as the unjust. So he's not having, he don't have no respect of a
I don't
person.
Get that part.
Regardless,
do you think
you know, that's
it.
The guy
let's cut to it. Let's cut down to it. Jackie Smith would not have believed it.
All right, Andre, I hear you. I agree with Andre. Thank you very much for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Kevin, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
What does that mean, you agree with Andre? What does that mean?
He makes more sense to me than you do. Kevin, go ahead.
Yeah.
Kevin there?
Hello?
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Cliff. Yeah, I just wanted to tell the pastor that, you know, Scripture says that all things work for the good for those who love God. And sometimes God, some of God's greatest blessings come in the nature of setbacks and disappointment.
Right.
So who's to say that just because this guy dropped this ball, you know, that it might get him to look at the fact he might need to concentrate a little bit more.
Yeah, but see, Steve Johnson was given a choice to catch the ball, and he chose to catch the ball. But God said, no, that ain't good enough.
Wait a minute. Steve Johnson was given a choice to catch the ball.
Yes, and he chose to catch the ball.
But this man here is saying that even with disappointments, we can learn.
Now, see, that I agree with what that man said. But Steve Johnson already had disappointments and then said, okay, now I want to catch the ball. The reason why I know is because he's all disappointed that he didn't catch the ball. So he's probably saying to God, look, you disappointed me this week. Now I want to catch the ball. And you won't let me do that either? You know, that...
Phil Henry.
I hate heavy metal.